Give us the latest on the two officers. One, of course, the loss prevention officer with Home Depot, and then one Dallas Police Department officer. Give us the latest on their status.
Crystal Alameda is, she had some severe head injuries from bullet wounds, but she is doing remarkably well. She's very young and very strong, and she's fighting. She's making great progress, much better than the doctors had originally anticipated. So that's a great thing for her, her family, and the department. Scott, the loss prevention officer for Home Depot, also was shot multiple times. He was in serious condition, and he is doing also very, very well. He's well above what the doctors thought he would be at. So we're very thankful that those two individuals, being Crystal, our officer, and Scott, the employee from Home Depot, are doing so well. And we're just unfortunately having to bury one of our own here.
Yeah, Mike, did I read correctly? Was Crystal shot four times?
Crystal?
Yes.
No, I think she was shot twice.
Okay, all right. You guys have also, I admire the way that you've treated the Home Depot officer, almost as if he was one of your own, because you're just commenting there on him. I mean, that has been the case throughout this process, it feels like.
Well, we have a really good relationship with Home Depot and their loss prevention department, as we do with several major companies. You know, there's a partnership between those loss prevention officers and our off-duty officers that work at a lot of these businesses. And to be honest with you, he's a hero, just the same as our officers are. I mean, he took three rounds that could have been pointed in the direction of our officers, and we might have lost Crystal also. So he is one of us, and we are going to take care of him and his family. You know, we've flown in his family and helped with it, expenses with the family as much as we can. And we are going to, the Assist the Officer Foundation, Dallas Police Association, and Dallas Police Department are going to take care of him.
Awesome. Mike Mott is with us, Dallas Police Association. Tell us about Officer Santander, who unfortunately now, as you said, you have to bury one of your own. Tell us what we need to know about this 27-year-old hero.
You know, first of all, he was an amazing man, an amazing individual, homegrown Dallasite, always wanted to be a Dallas officer, lived his dream and became a Dallas officer here at Northeast Division in the Lake Highlands area. He worked with me at Northeast Division. Everybody at the department loved him. He was a hard worker. He was a hard charger. He's exactly what the citizens expect to have in a police officer, ultimate professional, dedicated to duty, and as you saw, willing to do what is necessary to protect the citizens. And we just want to give so much thoughts and prayers and love to his family and let them know that they will forever be a part of the Dallas Police Association and Dallas Police Department.